What we're most concerned about is that 80% of the people we see are using them with other drugs, and we believe that is when people tend to get into the most health problems, and unfortunately into scenarios when sometimes medical attention comes too late or can't help them. So we are concerned most of all about people mixing them with alcohol, and most of all about the fact that people genuinely don't know what they're getting and what they're taking.
Okay, what can be done about this? I mean, okay, we've got that kind of term legal high, yeah, which might not be the case, yeah, all the time, but it's a battle, isn't it, for mm-hmm. knowing how to legislate, how to deal with
Absolutely.
These things.
It's incredibly complex because often these things are sold in very attractive packaging. It's bright colours, so it doesn't look like drugs. I think a lot of people have a stereotype of drugs as being kind of dark and disturbing and slightly sleazy, whereas these are bright, fresh, clean colours advertised on the internet, available in high street shops. And increasingly we're noticing a lot of shops which sell other products, you know, groceries, ordinary little shops, now have posters in the window saying legal highs for sale. So even more concerned about that. So
the retailers really have got to get on top of that, haven't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. A lot of these packages say on the back, not for human consumption, and that's how people get around the law at the moment. But I think we have to really think about whether this is acceptable or not, and whether this is safe or not for young people who, you know, obviously may not have the same sense of danger and the same sense of consequences, perhaps, that people working in the drugs field have.
There must be a big industry here then. You know, the dealers must be making a lot of money out of this.
Absolutely. Obviously, another thing we're concerned about with these substances is a lot of them are sold relatively cheaply and can be bought in bulk over the internet without a huge fear of detection because they come through the post and packages. A lot of things are imported from overseas, but, you know, obviously if people have access to a credit card, they can buy enormous quantities. And as you say, people are making money out of things that are not tested. There's no control of supply, no control of how the products are developed.
The figures we're seeing today, and it's always hard to know exactly how accurate figures are, but suggests a really big increase in the number of deaths. Is that the tip of the iceberg? Because they're the most serious cases, but obviously you know that there's a lot of youngsters, and older people as well, perhaps, using these substances.
I think one of the things we're concerned about is a lot of people who are maybe further on into a career of using drugs are actually starting to use new psychoactive substances because they're probably easier to get hold of, they might be cheaper, and again, using them when you're using other drugs as well can compound the health risks. So we're concerned about that older population as well, and also with young people.
I wonder, your traditional drugs, cocaine, cannabis, heroin, a user might know what to expect to a greater degree when taking those. But if you're saying that you just don't know what's in them, well, you don't know what's going to happen, do you?
Absolutely not, which is why we would advise people to be really, really, really careful and to really think about what they're doing. But we do recognise as well that whatever we say, there are people who will experiment, and that's why we provide information about how people, if they are absolutely determined to use, we would never advise that people do that, but if people are absolutely determined to use, we can tell them how they can keep themselves safe. They need to be with people they know, and if anybody gets into trouble, it's absolutely critical that people stay with their friends until ambulance or help can arrive to help them.